From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. potato growers shipped 34% more fresh potatoes to Canada from July through September, but not to be sold as fresh, according to Potatoes USA first quarter report. ThePacker.com reports most were sent to Canadian processors for frozen products like French fries. Overall exports of fresh potatoes saw a 17% increase compared to the same period last year, mostly due to the bump in Canadian shipments. Though up 13% for the quarter, the value was lower at $77.69 million. No longer will producers needing injectable antibiotics for their cattle be able to just grab them at their local feed store or online. According to agrimarketing.com, the FDA is continuing to phase in a law requiring prescriptions for any antibiotic used on animals raised for human consumption and companion animals. The remaining three categories of over-the-counter injectable antibiotics will soon be joining the list of antimicrobials that require a vet's prescription. USDA says ag exports are projected to total $134.5 billion in 2019, with imports forecast at $129.3 billion. That equates to a more than $5 billion surplus for the year, the lowest since 2006. As for the export value, AgWeb.com reports that's being revised down by $2.5 billion, primarily due to lower expectations for corn and soy exports. For 2020, projections suggest a small recovery in the ag trade balance at $8 billion. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.